If you are in need of an attorney that offers experienced help with integrity and professionalism, contact Michael Considine. Michael serves his clients in areas of business, real estate, personal injury, civil rights, wrongful death, along with wills and probates of estates. Deal with a knowledgeable attorney who is attentive to his clients and looks out for their best interests and will give the best counsel that is right for each client. For an initial conversation or to schedule a consultation, contact Michael at 215-564-4000. That's 215-564-4000.
Good morning and welcome to A Balanced Life on WFYL 1180 AM. I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner of MFB Wealth Management. The initials MFB stand for my father's business and refers to Luke 2:49 when Jesus says, "I must be about my father's business." I'm blessed to be your host for today, and my focus for The Balanced Life typically focuses on entrepreneurs and business owners. And I'm very pleased to have Michael Considine as a returning guest again today. Michael, you've been on The Balanced Life before, and you have already told us about being an attorney and that you have offices in Philadelphia and Colorado. So, Michael, welcome back to The Balanced Life.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you for having me. And good morning to all the listeners.
Yes, yes. And we want to focus today on the listeners. The past 2 months, we've spent talking about estate planning and some of those things we're comfortable talking about the type of work that Michael does with clients both here in the Philadelphia area and in Colorado. And he does this on a regular basis. But this month, we really want to reach out to our listeners. And Michael, would you like to start by sharing what we have in mind, what we'd like to learn about our audience?
Well, we have a different approach this time. Mm-hmm. And for everybody listening, we want to know what topics you want us to talk about. That's very important to us because without listeners, we don't really have a program. And so we're encouraging anyone listening to this program to contact me or contact Doug. My number's area code 215-564-4000. And just leave a message if we're not by the desk and we will get back to you and let us know what topics do you want us to talk about? What's important to you? So we want to know too a little bit about what are the areas of interest in your life? What are the areas that maybe you feel that maybe you need a little bit more balance? And I think the issue of having a balanced life is really for every person because we're all works in process.
It is.
None of us has it together yet, and we all need to grow.
Yeah, we're challenged daily to balance all these things, the work, family, faith, finances, and all these different things. And one of the most frustrating things is when you feel you're in this on your own. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. And also, too, that we need each other because there's people that are going to be strong and have wisdom in areas where
exactly.
Maybe I don't. And iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And that's one of the verses from the book of Proverbs that we can see where balance is a good thing that I believe is for each believer.
Yes, and when iron sharpens iron, sometimes a few sparks might fly, right?
Yeah, and it might not always be immediately pleasant, but I can tell you that people that don't have people in their life as dear, close friends or speaking into their life, I think in the long run that will hold them back from being all God has called them to be.
Yeah, so we want to hear from you. Again, you can reach Michael at 215-564-4000. You can also email the station if you're more comfortable with that. Just the address would be info@1180wfyl.com. I think you can also go through the website and submit some things. So, you know, what's important to you? What suggestions do you have for us? You know, we don't want to know. What are you interested in? What are your hobbies? What are your likes, your dreams, your goals? What are you struggling with? And we can learn from each other. I know that when I get together with people, I can learn when I think I'm the one who's supposed to be teaching.
Yes, and we're all to take the role of being the learner. And we're all a teacher, too, each one of us. But
yes.
We learn from each other. And this is part of being the bride of Christ is that we are all preparing for that great day in Revelation 19 where the Lamb will be on the throne and his bride will be before him from every tribe and nation. And the assembling of that great bride is one of the most beautiful things in the history of the world. And we all get to be part of it.
Absolutely. And we want to know what you want to accomplish in life. I think it's so important to have goals, things you want to accomplish, and there's going to be obstacles.
There will be, and it may not be the easy road. In fact, I think most things that are worthwhile are difficult. But we'd like to know also, are there changes that you would like or suggestions you have for this show?
Yes.
We also have the ability to interview people live from my office, mm-hmm. and if there's areas that you'd like people to speak about, we'd like to see if we can set that up. I think it's very encouraging to hear people's real-life stories
Absolutely.
About something that happened, because that sometimes can be even more powerful than just hearing a lecture, because a real-life story it just has a lot of power. And so we want to be open to that. We also want to know, are there areas of unmet needs? Are there areas that you feel your life needs to have more balance? And we want to address them, because this show is about you, the listener.
That's right. And I hope everybody listening realizes that WFYL 1180 AM is not a mainstream radio station. This is a station that is different. And that's why we appreciate being on this station, because it is conservative, because it does have faith at the core. And that's not what you're going to find in mainstream radio.
No, you're not. And so we want to know, too, are there topics or issues that maybe you're not hearing about on mainstream radio that you want to discuss? Because I don't believe that mainstream radio gives a balanced view on all the issues.
Yeah, that's true.
And there may be struggles or difficulties in your life that we could discuss, because we want to help you. We want you to get value, information that helps you in life from this program.
So again, you can call Michael at 215-564-4000. You can reach out to the radio station simply by going to info@1180wfyl.com. And these are great resources just for you to come and talk. That's what we want to do. We want to hear from you today. So we'd encourage you to call us.
And now, part of having a balanced life, too, is look at from now until you're called home, mm-hmm. your last day on earth. And what do you still want to accomplish? Mm-hmm. What are the goals and dreams that you have? And it may sound overly optimistic to think about that, but they may be put in your heart by God. And if there's some way that we may be able to help you, just make progress towards reaching whatever those goals are, we'd like to do that. And we also want to talk about the idea of balance, because balance means different things to different people. And today I was at a doctor's office and I was telling them that I'm on a balanced life program, and these people all thought it was a great idea. But, you know, for some of them, balance is, I don't want to work all the time and I need more time for fun. And I believe that that is part of balance, and we need that. We don't want to work all the time, but I think balance is that and much more. And so how do we define balanced life? Because when I look at what Jesus taught, Jesus said, and this is my scripture, I actually have two scriptures that are themes, and the first is John 10:10. I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. And that's a wonderful thing. I mean, who wouldn't want the more abundant life? But
Absolutely.
The abundant life is not necessarily financially rich.
Correct.
And just physical health. And you're going on the vacation of a lifetime and everything is just prosperity. Because I think that's the world's definition. Because I believe that God does want us to have joy. But on the other hand, we want to do his plan and not my plan, because
yes.
I found that my plan really is not as good as his plan. I know I've already made that mistake of seeking my plan. And now as I learn to seek what his plan is, I think what happens is, as you do, you will have the abundant life. But again, our definition of abundance is broader than just physical and financial health. it can include that, but it's also being part of a great plan and doing what God has for you and not just caring about us and our family, but also being part of this incredible work that he's doing around the world, where he is somehow bringing everything together to this beautiful end. But the other side to that is a verse from Matthew that I wanted to share, where it says, Matthew 10:39, he who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Now, that's an ironic verse, but I think what it basically says is, if we just pursue the life of having my own happiness and my own joy and, you know, maybe a bucket list or whatever, you may accomplish all that. But what Jesus says is, if that's all you accomplish, then you've missed out, because he said, he who finds his life will lose it. So now there's a few dimensions to that. There's that maybe you might die unsaved and not have eternal life. Right. But even in the sense of being in this world, that if my goal is the ultimate vacations and, you know, everything that my heart may desire physically and materially, even all that won't 100% satisfy, and they'll never really be enough. Although that doesn't mean we shouldn't enjoy what we have, but when instead we have the philosophy of, I'm going to seek God's great plan for my life day by day, asking him what he wants, and both short-term and long-term, that process is the process of losing your life for his sake, where we're doing what his will is. So, for instance, maybe we don't go on the most expensive vacations every year because we're going to tithe, and we're giving to missionaries and helping the poor and helping churches, but that's part of the process of losing your life for his sake. Or if you're going on missions trips instead of vacations, or many other examples. And so we want to learn the process of the truly balanced life is the life that includes Matthew 10:39. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. It's that as we do the Lord's will in our life, in all the areas, financial, relational, our job, our ministry, even learning to deal with our own sin and make progress, that what happens is we'll find our life. Correct. And we'll find the balance that is much greater than maybe even just going on great vacations every year.
Absolutely. And when you're talking about filling those dreams of your bucket list and checking things off and the things of this world, and we have the entire book of Ecclesiastes, which written by Solomon, most people believe, and I certainly believe that. And man who had it all and tried it all and realized it's all vanity unless you're obeying and living for God. And that's what we're seeking to do, to balance that out.
And also, if you know, the sad story of Solomon is that even though he was fabulously wealthy and had more wives than probably most men have dreamed of, that his heart turned away from the Lord. And in the end, the Lord was not happy with him. And even though he was blessed so much, it's not said of him what was said of David, that he was a man after God's own heart. David did sin, and David did do, you know, some terrible things, but he still was pursuing God's will his whole life. And so I think part of the balanced life really is to find out the great call on your life.
Yes.
And don't miss it.
Answer it.
And walk in it, although we're all going to sin and fail. We can just confess it and move on and ask God to change us. It's a continual process. But I believe there is a call on everyone's life to love and serve him in some specific way, and that this is part of the balanced life.
It is. One scripture that I really appreciate that I think shows a good balance between riches and poverty of having a balanced financial life would be in Proverbs chapter 30, and it's verses 7 through 10. And in verse 7, it says, O God, I beg two favors from you. Let me have them before I die. First, help me never to lie. Second, don't give me poverty nor riches. So not to be poor nor to be overly rich. Give me just enough to satisfy my needs. Mm-hmm. And verse 9 says, for if I grow rich, I might deny you and say, who is the Lord? Because if you grow rich, you can really fall in the trap. You don't need God. You've got MasterCard. You've got a full refrigerator, a full pantry. But the flip side is if you're poor, you may steal just so you have something. And you're insulting God's holy name is what it says in the scriptures. So it's almost like saying, God, make me somewhere in the middle.
Yes. And then if you have been blessed with riches,
yes,
then we want to ask God how he would have you invest in the kingdom, because the needs in the kingdom are very, very substantial all around the world. And there's many, many good things to invest in. And that, I believe, is for every believer. We need to be investing financially in the kingdom.
We do. And our time. The time and our resources. And I know you do that as an attorney, helping with some charitable organizations, using your expertise and your knowledge. But you also do it on a personal level, don't you?
Yeah, I do. But as an attorney, I've taught law in China. And was doing underground Bible studies, and so that was very rewarding to do that. But now I'm counsel for a group called InnerServe, and they give me projects where I do matters where I use my legal expertise to somehow help them with the Great Commission around the world. So right now we're doing a major seminar on the issue of hacking, what advice you can give to businesses to really deal with this issue. So we already have a seminar that's right now scheduled for December, and that's a project they gave me. But also I've gone on missions trips to a variety of places, and I'm right now deciding between four different trips, all of which are to Central Asia.
Wow.
But they will be business, education trips, but they'll also be an opportunity to develop relationships in countries where there really isn't freedom, and to help fulfill the Great Commission.
Well, I'm sure you'll have some great God-sized stories to share with our listeners when you come back from that. Do you want to just briefly tell us about the four different ones? And perhaps some of our listeners would be willing just to pray for you to have wisdom. And I want to pray for you to have wisdom to decide which of those callings the Lord really wants you to do.
I want to go before the Lord and decide. And one of my priorities is I'd like to go where there's unreached people groups.
Mm-hmm.
So the one country, they asked me to have a little bit of security about this, so I can just tell you that this country's in the area around the Caspian Sea.
Okay.
And they have a fair number of two main people groups. Both are supposedly, according to this website, they're within the top 50 largest unreached people groups. Another country is in the area around Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Also, very Muslim. Mm-hmm. And then two of the other countries are in East Central Asia in the former Soviet Union. And so it's going to be exciting, because I think the Lord will guide and direct me, and that we're putting together the team now. I had to get references and security clearances, and I'm looking forward to it, because I think it'll be exciting.
Well, Michael, I'm going to lift up a prayer right now and just ask any of our listeners who feel like so moved just to be in agreement with me that, Lord God, you would just order the steps of Michael, that the calling that you put on his life has several different directions it could go this summer. And we just pray for wisdom, and most of all for your will to be done, that people be reached, that the gospel be preached. We pray for his safety also, Lord, and for wisdom as he makes these connections. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, I very much appreciate that prayer. How can we pray for you?
Well, praying for me, didn't see that coming. I'd appreciate wisdom in, it's a much smaller scale, but my wife and I are going to be getting involved in a small group ministry, which we were very active in for many years, and then stepped away from a while, we're just starting with that again. So we just appreciate what our role should be at this point in our lives as we jump back into small group ministry.
Oh, Father, I just pray that you would guide and direct Doug and his wife and let them know really clearly exactly what you want them to do. Make it just obvious and use them because you've built into them and they've learned a lot. And we know that all of us are somewhat like a lake that if we keep taking in and don't give out, eventually we'll be like the Dead Sea. But as we give out and are in the Word and seeking your will, that you're going to replenish us with more Holy Spirit and more of what we need to go love and serve you.
Well, thank you so much. For our listeners, again today, we want to hear from you. We want to hear your stories. We want to hear your testimonies. We want to hear the issues that you want to discuss. And again, you can reach out to Michael at 215-564-4000 or email the station, contact the station at info@1180wfyl.com. And I can assure you, whatever you bring before us, we will consider it and we'd be honored to hear from you. So, Michael, anything else you'd like to share today about the balanced life?
Yeah, one other thing is we would even consider having someone come to my office and be on this program, taping it with me if we decide that it's appropriate. So we want to hear from you, and we very much appreciate that you're listening to us now, but what you say is as important as what we're saying.
That's right. And if God's done something in your life, you should share it. And this is a great platform to get out over the airwaves, over the internet, and bring glory to God. That's what we want to do. And I guess, Michael, our time is about up for today. But before we sign off, do you have another scripture or one that you've already given you'd just like to share with us again?
Yeah. I want to share the verse that I shared already. Mm-hmm. It's a controversial verse because it talks about giving up your life, but I actually believe it's one of the keys to the balanced life is he who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. This is what Jesus said, and I think there's a real truth to it. So that's Matthew 10, verse 39.
Yeah, we have so much to be thankful for, of course, for the gift of life, and for the abundant life, and for eternal life, and for a life worth living. And that's what we want for each of our listeners, to realize the value that God has of you and of what you do with this life that's really just a breath. It's just a brief flower that quickly fades. And we want to bring glory to God and be about his business. So, Michael, again, thanks for being my guest today. Thanks to all of you for listening to A Balanced Life here at WFYL 1180 AM. Remember, it's that special station that's fighting for your liberty. So, Michael, WFYL, all our listeners, I hope and pray your work, your life, and your business bear good and lasting fruit. Have a blessed and a balanced day.
Thank you, Doug.
If you are in need of an attorney that offers experienced help with integrity and professionalism, contact Michael Considine. Michael serves his clients in areas of business, real estate, personal injury, civil rights, wrongful death, along with wills and probates of estates. Deal with a knowledgeable attorney who is attentive to his clients and looks out for their best interests and will give the best counsel that is right for each client. For an initial conversation or to schedule a consultation, contact Michael at 215-564-4000. That's 215-564-4000.
WFYL, this is Russ.
Russ, I missed my favorite radio program. Is there any way to listen to it after it's been aired?
Well, you can go to our website, 1180WFYL.com. That's 1180WFYL.com, and listen to our podcasts.
What's a podcast?
A podcast is a show or program that is archived on a website, which you can access from your mobile phone or computer. Just go to our website, 1180WFYL.com, and click on the menu bar the word podcasts. From there, you'll be shown a list of our available programs that we produce locally, and you can listen to them anytime you like, 24/7.
Oh, that sounds great. Thanks so much for your help.
Thank you for calling and for listening. God bless.